This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom O'Neill. As the worldwide death toll from coronavirus surges past 1 million, U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to persuade the country's governors to reopen schools with the announcement of a shipment of millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week.
These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result in a maximum 15 minutes machine. No machine is required to process them.
The federal government plans to ship 100 million tests to states over the next several weeks. The move to dramatically expand testing comes just 5 weeks before the November elections, as Mr. Trump continues to face criticism for his handling of the coronavirus. The rapid tests from the Abbott laboratories can be used outside of medical facilities, but experts warn that they are less accurate and are harder to track than older laboratory tests. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are set to debate one-on-one for the first time Tuesday night. Their first of three debates takes place 5 weeks ahead of the November 3rd election. Biden has maintained about 7 percentage points advantage over Mr. Trump in national polls for weeks. If he wins, Mr. Trump would be the only the third U.S. president in the last four decades to lose his bid for re-election. But the race is close in several key battleground states, meaning Mr. Trump could once again lose the popular vote, as he did in 2016 against Democrat Hillary Clinton, and still win the Electoral College vote to claim victory.